And Alonzo, administrator of USDA's Ag Marketing Service, says this organic agreement with Korea is the latest in what has been a very successful trade relationship with that country.
We have a strong bilateral trade relationship with them. In fact, in 2013, Korea was the sixth largest market for U.S. ag exports, and the United States provides about a quarter of Korea's ag imports. And, of course, we have a Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, CORUS, and so we enjoy that relationship.
And Miles McAvoy with USDA's National Organic Program said this is a big plus for both U.S. organic farmers and food manufacturers.
They don't have to then get duplicative inspections and certifications to the Korean standards in order to sell their products into the Korean market. So it really decreases their regulatory burden and the fees that they would have to incur in order to access that market.
This deal serves as another foundation for a future organic trade arrangements between the U.S. and other partners. The agreement covers organic products like cereal, baby food, frozen meals, milk, and other processed products, which from the U.S. are valued at nearly $35 million a year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.